Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Samech Hei. We left off in the middle of Sif Gimel. We are on page 78. Let's begin from the beginning of Sif Gimel, and then we'll pick up in the Mishavua what we were up to. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Ein nos nin kli b'shabes tachas haner l'kabel shemen hanotev. You cannot place a vessel on Shabbos under your candle in order to catch the dripping oil. Mipnei shehu mevatel kli mehecheinu. Because by doing that, when the oil, which is mukzah, will drip into your kli, it makes your kli mukzah, and your kli was movable, and now by catching the oil in your kli, you're making it unmovable. That is like, the Mishnah Berurah said, like breaking a kli, because it makes your kli now no longer fit for use. Then the Mechaber says, Umutr litno mibodyom. So you can't place the kli there to catch the oil on Shabbos, but you can catch it. You can place the kli there to catch the oil before Shabbos. V'ashemen hanotef aser lihistapek b'menu b'Shabbos. And the oil that drips down onto the kli is aser to be used on Shabbos. And then the Rama switches gears a little bit. The Rama says v'aser liga b'ner dolek eshu talui. You're not allowed to touch a candle that is lit when it's hanging down. Even though you're not moving it, and there is no isra of muktzah by just touching something that is muktzah, it is still usr to touch the hanging candle, because it might move a little bit by you touching it, viyata, and it will tilt, and therefore the oil will go closer to the wick or away from the wick, and that will be a problem. So we're going to pick up in the Mishnah Berurah, we're up to Sevkatan Zayin, the last line on page 78. On that which the Bechaber said, you can't put the kli underneath the ner before Shabbos, and the oil that drips in, we said you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah, v'im lo notaf l'socho shemen klal, even though you place the kli there in order to catch oil, but if no oil dripped into the kli, lo ne'asar ha'kli l'talta b'machshava ma'alma, even though you had in your mind to use it to catch the oil, that will not make the kli into a kli shemlata l'isr, because all it was your machshava, nothing actually came in, and it will not be a problem. The Yerabba writes, Dim notav shemen l'socho mibodyom, if some oil dripped into the kli from before Shabbos, miskayim machshavto, that is considered a kiyam of your thoughts, shechoshav aleha, that you thought upon it, umikri al yidei zeh kli shemlata l'isr. So says the Yerabba, even though oil dripped in before Shabbos, that's considered your machshava happening, and it makes it a kli shemalato l'isr, because now it's used to catch oil, which is muktzah. Af im achar kach nishbach hashemen, even if afterwards you poured out the oil that fell in before Shabbos, ukemo im hiniach mos ala kli mibodyom, just like a case where you placed money on a kli before Shabbos, af shenetalo mibodyom, even though you removed the money before Shabbos from the kli, mikomakom havi miyuchad leisr vavi muktzah, that kli that you put the money on is considered miyuchad leisr and it is muktzah, v'ayim b'prima gadim. So we're going to look now at note number 16. The Prima Gadim is going to take issue with Eli Rabbah in 2 points. The Eli Rabbah again said that if oil dripped on from before Shabbos, so your thoughts actually came to fruition, so even though you poured it off before Shabbos, it still gets a shame of Kli Shemat Elisir, just like the money that you put on the Kli before Shabbos and take it off, that also is a Kli Shemalat Elisir. So in note 16 he writes, the Prima Gadim is Toma al Divrei Eli Rabbah. He's wondering at the words of Eli Rabbah, Shaharedino shel Hashemen kal midin hamita miyuchedes lanochas mos shehunchu aleha mos v'nitlo mimenu mibodyom. This case of the oil dripping onto the kli before Shabbos is very much more lenient than the case of the bed that's designated to place money on it, and you place money on before Shabbos, and you took it off before Shabbos for 2 reasons. Number one, Lefisha Hashemen shenotav mibodyom eino muktzah b'Shabbos. The oil that dripped on before Shabbos and you removed it, that oil is not muktzah. Only oil that was in the nair on Shabbos, that becomes muktzah. But here it dripped on before Shabbos, that's not muktzah. You can't compare that to money. And secondly, says the Prima Gadim, V'gam ha'kli eino meyuchad l'tzarech zeh. This kli is not meyuchad for this use. You happen to be using it now. So why would that label it as a kli shemalat l'isr, comparing it to a kli that's designated to keep money on? So for those 2 points, the Prima Gadim argues with Eli Rabbah, says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Kodem Ches, Osir l'histapik. So we said the oil that drips onto this kli that you place the kli there before Shabbos, it's going to be usher to use that oil on Shabbos. V'nira, afilu yeh shemen heter harbe bakli mibod yom. Even if that kli that you put there before Shabbos had a lot of shemen, oil that was mutter, and you place it there before Shabbos, v'hinicha oz lekabel shemen anotev, so you put a kli filled with oil under the nair before Shabbos, and a little bit of oil drips in, mikomakom asril histapik, you're still not allowed to use any of the oil. The davar sheyeshlo matirin lobotol. Because since the oil here is mukta, it was designated for the nair for Shabbos, so if it dripped into the kli with the other oil, even though there is a very large majority, there's more than shishim, of the kashu oil versus the other oil, but we do not say bitl on the davar sheyeshlo matirin, something that will eventually become mutter on its own, we don't say the halachas of bitl, and therefore over here, since the oil is mukta, after Shabbos, mukta is permissible. Therefore, we will not say bittul, and even one drop of oil that falls into that kli filled with mutter oil will aser the entire kli. Sivkatan test, you cannot use that oil on Shabbos. Why is that? Shekvar huktza hashemen bein hashmashos. Because that oil that was placed in the nair during Ben Hashmashos is already mukta. Umigo diskatsoi Ben Hashmashos l'nair iskatsoi l'kuyoma. And since that oil was set aside, it was mukta for the nair during Ben Hashmashos, it becomes mukta for the entire day. V'gam ha'kli aser b'tilto aydei ha'shemen, and also the kli that the oil dripped into will be aser to be moved because of the shemen. Shenasa basis la, becomes a basis. Now the post can point out that it's not really a basis. A basis is only when there's a mukta item placed on something that's mutter, the entire Ben Hashmashos. Over here, it's dripping on in the middle of Ben Hashmashos. It's dripping on after Shabbos started already, and therefore it wouldn't get a shame basis, meaning that if you poured off the oil, it would be mutter to move the kli. It doesn't get a shame basis, but so long that there is oil there, it will be usher to move the kli because of the oil. Sivkatan Yud then goes to the Ramah. The Ramah said that a candle that is lit, that is hanging, you cannot touch it, even though normally you can touch mukta, but over here we're worried that by touching it, it's going to move because it's hanging, and by moving, it's going to tilt over a little bit. Says the Mishabura, Mashma Mizeh, de Beloch Shash Hatoya. It's Mashma, the whole concern over here is the candle's going to move by touching it, and it's going to tilt the oil a little closer to the wick or away from the wick, which is Mashma. If it would be no Shash of Hatoya, there's no Shash of any oil going towards or away from the wick while it's lit. For example, let's say the wick was not lit. So it's mashma from here, ein lochush mishum iser tiltu muksa alidea niddud. It's mashma, we're not worried about the candle moving. The whole concern of the Ramah is, the candle will move and it will tilt. And the oil will get closer to the flame or further from the flame, that's the problem. Mashma, if there is no flame, there will be no problem touching the kli, even though it's going to be moving. Now why are you allowed to move muksa? So explains the Magen Avraham, Kasav Magen Avraham, demayri shedvar heter munach alav. We're not talking about a case that you're just touching the nair. We're talking about there's something that is mutter, that is resting on the nair. V'rotze likach mimenu, you want to take off the mutter thing from the nair. V'have tiltul minatzad the mutter. So that would be moving the mukta by taking off the thing that's mutter. That's tiltul minatzad, l'tzarech davar ha-mutter, that is normally permissible, k'moshe kasav simen shin yud aleph sivches. And that's why over here it's mutter, not because you're allowed to move a nair that is mukta, but only because you are not moving it with your hands, you're touching the mutter item on the nair with your hands, and the meila, the candle is moving, that's tiltum and atzal, the tzart of a mutter, that's why it's permissible. Avaliga bo mamish, but to touch the nair with your hands, mamish, aser b'menorah tluya. That would be forbidden with a menorah that is hanging. Afilu ein haner delekas pesocha. Even if the nair is not lit, so there's no problem of hatoya, of it leaning and the oil getting closer to the flame or further from the flame, there's just a problem be'etzem with the mukta that would exist if you are just touching the nair. Again, the Magen Avraham says the reason why it's okay over here is you're not actually touching the nair with your hand, you're taking off the mutter item with your hand, and the nail of the nair is moving from you touching the mutter item. That's why it is okay if the nair is not lit. There's no problem of hatoya, there's no problem of moving mukta with your yadayim, and it's mutter. Sivkotan yud aleph, again, the problem when it is lit, if you are touching the nair that's hanging, is it's going to move and it's going to tilt. Viyata. Viyata Hashemen el apsila. The oil might tilt towards the wick. V'yischayav mishum avir. Then you'll be over the isser of igniting, because it makes the fire bigger. O kasher yirchakehu yischayav mishum mechabda. Or if the way you tilt it, the oil is moving away from the wick, that will be a problem of extinguishing. V'ayin b'simin reish ayin zayin siv gimel d'bener shel shavu lo chashinu lazeh. Look what we're going to see in reish ayin zayin, that this is all candles with oil in them, but a candle made out of wax, there is no concern of atoya. We'll get to that later. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalit. Nos thing kli tachas haner lekabel nitzotzos. We just learned in Halacha Gimel that you can't place the kli underneath the nair to catch the oil that's dripping. But here the Mechaber says in Sevdalad, you are allowed to place the kli under the nair to catch the sparks. Mipnei she'ein behem mamish. Because sparks have no mamashas to them. Ve'ein kan bitul kli me'echeno. And that's not considered nullifying a kli from its use. When you're catching the muktza oil, so now you can't move the kli, you will mavata the kli from its prepared use. But over here, where the nitzotzos that have no mamashas are flowing into the kli, that does not affect the use of your kli, and therefore it's mutter. That's only if it is a plain kli. But you can't place a kli that is filled with water to catch the sparks. Even before Shabbos you can't put it there. By having the water in the kli, it is bringing closer the extinguishing of the sparks. It's making the sparks go out faster, and that is not allowed. We'll see why that's not allowed. You didn't do anything on Shabbos. You did it before Shabbos. We'll see that in the Mishnah Berurah. However, many people do this. They have a large glass where they put their oil in. They don't want to fill the whole thing with oil, so they put water on the bottom, and then they put oil on the top. So he's saying that is mutter. It's mutter litein mayim ba'ashoshes. You're allowed to put water in that kli, shemadlikim ba'er Shabbos, that you're lighting for Shabbos candles, kevan she'enu miskavin likibui. Because your kavanah in putting water on the bottom is not to extinguish, el hagbiyah ha'shemen. You want the oil to be higher up, so you don't want to use so much oil. So you want the oil to be higher up, it looks nicer for the flame, so you are allowed to place water on the bottom, oil on the top, so the flame looks nicer, because your kavanah is not for extinguishing. The Ramah says, some say that even if your intention of putting the water under the oil is so that the wick will go out when it reaches the water, it's still mutter. Since the water is not really there, it's not visible, meaning it's hidden underneath. You can see it from the outside, but inside you can't see the water, it's covered by the oil. So lo havi el gram kibui, that's only considered a gram of the kibui, which is mutter, v'cheinu hagim, and that is our minhag to put it there, even if your kavanah is for it to get extinguished. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yabez, no sin kli afilu b'Shabbos, you can place the kli to catch the sparks even on Shabbos. Siv Katan Yagim l'kabal nitzotso shal heves hanotefes menaner. These are the sparks, the flame that drips out from the candle. Kedei shelo yudlok masha tachtov. The reason why you want to catch the sparks, you don't want it to fall on what's underneath it and it will catch fire. So you want to catch it in the kli. That is mutter to place there even on Shabbos. The reason we said is because there's ein bo mamish to the sparks. Sivkotan yudalad mamish benitzosos. There is no mamoshes in the sparks. Shemiyad hein kovin. Immediately they get extinguished. Umutur letaltel esakli af achar shenoflu socho. You are allowed to move the kli even after the sparks fell in there and got extinguished. Ve'ein kan bitul kli me'echino. This is not considered nullifying a kli from its use. Af l'sham wetes. Even for a small time, like we saw in yesterday's shir, that if the top part of a wick that turns into a coal falls on the kli, that takes a little longer to extinguish, and therefore you can't pour it out, because it'll be a psikration that'll go out. So that would be mevatel kli me'echeno for a short amount of time, and the kli becomes aser. Over here, the sparks go out immediately, and therefore there is no problem of bitul kli me'echeno, even for a short amount of time. So you're allowed to move the kli. Miu, however, ha'efel shel nitzotzos, but the ashes of the sparks, Asr l'taltalon d'havei nolod, then you can't move, because that would be a problem of nolod. But again, you can shake them out right away and get rid of them, and therefore that would not be a problem of being mevatel kli me'echeno, just like we discussed yesterday. If a nair falls in there, even though it's lit, you can shake out the nair close to the ground. It's not a secretion that'll go out, and you could do it right away, so it's not mevatel kli me'echeno. Here also, if the sparks fall in, so the sparks go out right away, so there might be a little ashes there, which are muktzah, but you can shake them out right away. You don't have to wait. And therefore, it's not considered canceling out the kli from its use, even for a short amount of time. And therefore, as long as you get the sparks out, the kli would be permissible to be moved. Sivkotan Tezvov. The Mechaber said, although you can place the kli underneath to catch the sparks, but you can't place water in the kli even before Shabbos because it makes the sparks go out faster. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Tezvov. The afal gav de bishar melachos kaim alon de shari lahasul oso mibodyom. Even though we learned earlier that when it comes to all other melachos, you're allowed to have it start before Shabbos. V'hamelacha nigmeres b'Shabbos, and the melacha continues on during Shabbos. That's mutter. So what's the problem over here? K'moshe kasav reishim and reish nun dalid. V'logaz rina shem yaschu lasos came b'Shabbos. We don't say you can't set something up before Shabbos that's going to continue working on Shabbos because you might come to set it up on Shabbos. You're allowed to set it up before Shabbos if it continues working on Shabbos. So why is here different? Says the Mishabura Shani Hasan, there it's different. When it comes to regular malachos, it's mutter. The hakol yodin shu malacha. Everyone knows that those malachos are malachos. Velo yitu lasos came b'Shabbos. So if you start the malacha before Shabbos, it continues into Shabbos. We're not worried you're going to set it up lechatchila to go on Shabbos because you know this is a malacha. Avahacha, but over here yesh lachos shemayachshov sheim bazeh shum iser. Here the concern is to put a kli that's going to make the sparks go out. Someone's going to think there's no iser. V'yasa came b'Shabbos. If we allow you to put the kli with water before Shabbos, and it's going to start doing the work on Shabbos when the sparks fall in, you might think I could do it there on Shabbos as well, because a person doesn't chap that this malacha of kibui is really usher, and therefore over here they have to make exeira, you can't even put the water there before Shabbos, because the word, you might not take it seriously enough, and you might put it there during Shabbos as well. V'yesh lachosh, and therefore the concern is, shema yagbiya hakli imamayim, neger hanitzotzas v'yechabe osan. So a word, you might actually pick up the kli with water towards the sparks and catch them and extinguish them. So you're actually doing the malacha of kibui on Shabbos, and therefore they asked it. Sivkotan tezayin. Mipnei shemekarev, we said the problem is you're extinguishing the sparks faster. Kosav El Yerabah B'Shem Issa V'Heter. El Yerabah writes B'Shem the Sefer Issa V'Heter. Kishiyesh Sakonas Tleika. If there's a concern that there might be a fire caused Chas V'Shalom, Mutter Litein Kli Molei Mayim L'Kabel and Nitzotzos, then you would be allowed to place a Kli with water, even on Shabbos, to catch the sparks. Ulefiza, according to this, Imroa Ner Shenichbaf, if you see a candle bent over, V'Yipol Al Shulchan is falling on the table, Rashai Lahamit Tachtav Kli Molei Mayim. You are allowed to place under it a vessel filled with water. Look at the Prima Gadim where he takes issue with this halacha of this of Heter, this leniency. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it appears that you can be lenient in a pressing situation through a katan. Normally, we don't let a katan do a malacha, but over here, some say it's mutter anyway, so therefore you can certainly rely on a katan doing it. Better that you don't do it, but have a katan do it. Siv katan yud zayin. The Mechaber said that you are allowed to place water under the oil in the kli itself because your kavona is not for kibui, it's only to raise up the oil. The alkein lo gazrina shiasa came b'Shabbos. Therefore, if you set up your Shabbos candles before Shabbos, the water on the bottom, oil on the top, we're not worried you're going to come to do it on Shabbos. Sivkotan yud ches is going in the Ramah. The Ramah says that there are yesh omrim that even if you're mechaving that the water is there for kibui, it's still mutter. V'yesh omrim, v'litim be'er Shabbos mayim l'socha kona sh'omid bo ner shavu chilev. To place before Shabbos water inside the tube or the container where there is a wax candle or a candle made of fat, kidei she'yichbe kishiyavu aramayim. You want that when the candle goes down, it will get extinguished by the water. Asur l'kuyama, that is forbidden. You cannot put in the kli where the candle is water on the bottom, so the candle will go out when it goes down. Daham miskavin l'kibui. Number one, you are mechavin in that case for extinguishing, which the mechaber says is no good. The ha'esh nofel l'socho mamish. There, the fire is mamish falling into the water that you set up. The hamayim ba'ayin, and there the water is completely visible. It's not hidden by the oil. The imtach ha'esh, and the water is right under the fire. Mikomokom bimkom tzarech. However, in a case of need, yesh lahatir bazeh. You can be lenient in this case. Lismoch ala poskim disvir luhu, and you can rely on the poskim that hold. Didafka kishamayim bekli acher aser. It's normally only aser when you're placing a separate kli with water. Because Shema Yasa came to Shabbos. It's a little far removed, so therefore we're worried someone might do it on Shabbos where it's Usr. Ava ba'uso ner atzmo, but in the same ner itself to put water on the bottom, there it's lo shayach lo migzer shiasa came to Shabbos. We're not worried someone's going to come to put water in the kli where the candle is on Shabbos. Sha'kol yodem sha'asr liga b'ner hadalok. Everyone knows you don't mess with a candle that is lit on Shabbos. So when the water is in the clear with the candle, we don't make exeri mai to it on Shabbos, and therefore in a case of a tzorach, you can rely on the lenient shitas, and you can put the water in before Shabbos. Gam yizor liten amayim bekona kodem shemadlak haner. You should also be careful to place the water in that container where the kli is, where the ner is, before you actually light the candle. According to everyone, you are allowed to stick a candle on Erev Shabbos into sand or the like. And your purpose of putting the candle inside the sand or the other material is that when the fire goes down to there, it will stop burning anymore and it will get extinguished. Shegram kibuihu, that is considered a gram kibui, it's only a grama, and therefore it is mutter. That concludes Simon Reish Samach Chayim. Ritz Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin the new Simon Reish Samach Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.